Talk Show. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 347.
And the first episode that I'm doing without wearing a hat.
Ah, congratulations.
Yeah, no problem, mate. Thanks for the applause. No, I just left my hat at home. And I thought, yeah.
It's okay. Getting there.
I'm not going to be a big baby. And, you know, imagine if I didn't come to work because I didn't have my hat. Like if I didn't come to work because my AirPods weren't charged. I mean, it sounds as crazy as that, right?
It didn't happen. But don't you like my honesty?
No, Josh rocked up late this morning and said, guys, the reason for my lateness was my AirPods weren't charged, so I couldn't walk. I was thinking, you could have called me, dude. We could have had a nice convo.
My phone, like up to my face, I always feel like there's extra radiation. Do you feel it's like it's heating?
I know what
it
you
feels
mean.
Like it's does, heating my fucking brain.
It does heat because it's being hot. Powered. It is hot, yeah. But it does get hotter. I think phones nowadays are less and less. But I was thinking, I haven't told you. So Bodie's got long hair. We've got long hair. Mm-hmm. We've almost got similar hair. Like mine's in a bit of a bun.
Light blonde hair. You've got dark hair.
Yeah, but it is ruthless the mistakes people are making on him being a little boy. Because they're mistaking him for a little girl. And I think people just like to have something to sort of be able to, you know, put the label on of like, I know who I'm talking to. And this one, he does little kickers. Dylan saw him in his little kickers outfit on Saturday. It's
what is
very
little kickers?
Cute. Little kickers is soccer, the world game. It's just like a little get together.
Is golf the world game?
Golf is not the world game. The world game is soccer, which is football. But football in Australia is not necessarily soccer. So I'm confusing everyone. But it is with a soccer ball, as annoyed I was that it wasn't football to start with. I'm happy to go with soccer. Well, yeah, this is – Amy found this. It's like a six-week program and you go every Saturday morning for 45 minutes. He's not old enough yet.
Okay.
So he's way too young. I'm actually going to get him into Brazilian jiu-jitsu at age 4. I think it would be great for him. Know how to wrestle.
Okay.
Get around. I think you'd really like it too.
And so what's happening during these little kicker events?
This is the second time he went. First time he went, Amy had a meltdown and was crying.
Great.
Because Bodie, he was being a little rodent that had escaped from a pen. And so the problem was we got there early because I'm an early guy.
Mm-hmm.
So are you. You'd like to get, except for this morning.
AirPod.
Except for this morning. Unless the AirPods are.
But I did communicate.
Yeah.
I slacked everyone.
So there was some learnings from the first little kickers to the second. First is get there, if not 1 minute past 9 or a little bit later. Because
it starts at 9?
It starts at 9. Mm-hmm. But they didn't even get going till 9:05 this time. So we were smack on 9. But before we got there, 15 minutes before. So 15 minutes is a lengthy portion of the whole entire class.
Yeah.
So his attention's like on for 15 minutes when we get there. He's kicking balls around and getting ready. But then when the class starts, he was bored. He just couldn't be stuffed. And he was in a bit of a mood as well. And so he was the worst behaved kid out of 7 kids. And it was hell. The
and tension Amy between, cried.
Yeah, she cried. Because you're looking around. As a parent, you're just like, when you see other kids behaving, it's really hard, dude. This week, fucking Bodie was a superstar.
Oh,
he was one of best on ground, not for his ability to play soccer.
Sure.
Just this other kid was just running around, didn't want to be a part of it. And there was a new teacher this week and she just said, she went through the, you know, what is your name? And she got to Bodie and said, now little miss, what is your name? He just says, Bodie. And then she butchered that to start with and then she started calling him Brody. But the best thing was the other teacher who was there the first week knows that he's a little boy named Bodie and she just let the other woman just sink.
Wait, I want to get back to the Amy crying thing. Do you have to step up in that moment as a parent? Like what does Amy just take 5?
It was – so this – so what we worked out also is like – you got to have turns managing. So Amy managed him for half of the second time and then I jumped in. But yeah, so we were going back and forth and it was just frantic. And so we were probably both micromanaging each other, if not me micromanaging her more than the other way. But it was at the very end where she was at the end of her tether.
Mm-hmm.
It was not good. But he came back strong the next week, so I'm happy about that.
Hey, great.
I did think we need some kind of sting or some kind of sound effect Because there's a lot of reporting that needs to happen on this show of what we're seeing in this area.
Yeah.
So I was thinking we can work on it. Some sort of news
gathering.
Or like something ACA. Maybe
no, that's Simpsons.
Oh, that, no, you were doing bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
Bap, 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 bap.
That was like Lifeline, like Nightline or something.
I think I still did. Was that The Simpsons again? Bap, 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 bap.
Mr. 97 was like, what the fuck's The Simpsons? I was born in 2000. Were you born in 2000?
1999.
But I think we could find something. Maybe you could even voice something like a Tracy Grimshaw or ACA style. Another report. Because I saw something this morning, just quickly. It's coming out of the supermarket area near
us. We have 3D Dill on standby who's going to be doing a back crack very soon. So that's my piece of content. So go on.
If you're bored of this story, there's some big cracks.
And so Dill's trying to stay as still as possible because he fucking cracks his back before we get it on mic.
Do you want to go to the back crack first? No, I'm happy to.
No, I like this tease. Okay. The back crack's coming. Go on. So you're at Woolworths.
And I just see this guy, he was quite well dressed. I mean, he looked like a bit of a lad. So he looked like, you know,
What's a lad look like?
He could easily play a round of tennis with his mate any moment because he's wearing runners, you know, like that sort of, just look up lads.
Have you heard of Midtown uniforms?
No, that's something to do with New York City.
Yeah, I started following them on Instagram. It's the, it's like a shirt and they wear a vest, a sleeveless vest or whatever. It's like a strong look, but
Midtown. Mr. 97 is showing us a photo.
It's sort of the Midtown uniform. I do.
Looks just like a wanker from law school.
Yeah,
don't you reckon? Like, well, he's just chilly. I didn't want to wear a full arm.
Yeah,
so I'm just cutting them off, wearing a vest.
It has that vibe.
It's very Melbourne though. There's a lot of. I want to get a vest soon. Mm. I'll get a vest for this winter, I think.
And so anyway, you see this lad.
Yeah, I see this lad. Could play some sport any moment. And he was, you could tell that he was a part of the heroin community.
Why?
Just his desperation in his face, which is very sad amongst many people here. So I'm walking towards and he's talking to this woman, but he was almost like he looked like he just had a shower. And so he's looking fresh. And so was this woman. She was going to work, obviously, you know, in a work attire. So they kind of blended in to start with. But then I was like, oh, no, something's happening here. Mm-hmm. And he's got this box, like this sort of like, it looked like a camera, sort of like a mini Pelican case, just something to keep your cameras safe. And I just see him opening it. And he was trying to flog her a drone.
Oh, that he's stolen.
I think he picked his wrong target market because she said, what is that? He's like, I just heard him just say this. Oh, you know, it's one of those things that you shoot up into the air, it flies.
Oh, you're right. We've had our first tooth chipped. Have you chipped your tooth?
No,
look at me.
I'm good. Oh, good.
Hey, I think you've chipped your tooth. No, you're fine. I'm just fucking with you. He's just hit his mouth on the microphone if you're not looking at the visual. Yeah, so, interesting.
So he was trying to flog off. The worst thing was it was a GoPro drone, which nobody wants.
Well, yeah, because they were notorious for having to do a big recall because they were all falling out of the sky.
You don't want a drone that falls out of the sky. Yeah. But he must have nicked it. And he's selling it. I couldn't see him as a drone enthusiast.
Yeah. Or why would you be selling it to a random person on the street?
Yeah. I should get the update from my brother. I remember came home. He used to work on Victoria Street here at a place called Orient Express. No longer there.
Orient Express. That rings a bell.
Antique.
Is that a train?
Yeah, antique. It's a movie.
The Oriental Express is the train. The Orient Express was the Chinese antique furniture restoration place where he worked.
Okay.
But I remember he came home. I think Mum was a bit cut. He'd bought some speakers. I
love the idea of your mum being cut.
Yeah, you know.
So what's wrong, Mum? Fucking cut.
I'm cut.
Why are you cut? Why was she cut?
She's cut because he bought some speakers off the back of a truck.
Yeah.
It was a very, I think, Mr. 97, you wouldn't know what that reference to. Oh, I bought it off the back of a truck. Because it was a big thing.
Was it not back of the truck? Was it?
No, it was
of
back
truck?
Of the truck. But I'm saying nowadays it doesn't really happen. Back of the truck stuff.
It's now Facebook Marketplace.
It's Facebook Marketplace. But people used to steal shit, or they'd have like a bargain, and they'd sell it off the back of the truck.
Mm.
And so he bought these speakers off the back of the truck, and he brought them home.
It's probably not ideal, is it?
You kind of
still
know.
Got them?
Maybe he does. They were the big tall ones, you know, the big
I can imagine exactly what they're like, yeah. It's not good. You should never support crime as a general rule.
Yeah, I know. And because you know off the back of the truck, even if they're like, this is all legit, you know, you don't want to buy shit that's stolen.
Yeah, I've become a bit of a man of the street.
You were wearing your beanie this morning.
Yes, and I've been wearing it every day. If you missed the episode, Mr. 97 said it was the equivalent of having a neck tattoo in regards to street credibility.
Mm. And no one, you say it like you think it's a great sort of analogy that Mr. 97's come up with, because it's horrible.
Why?
Because it has no, so you're trying to say that the neck tattoo is like rough. Fronting. Like neck tattoo, you're saying you're the bitch that got the neck tattoo that wasn't hardcore, but you might just second guess that he could be hard because he's got a neck tattoo. Is that what you were saying, Mr. 97?
I never use the word bitch.
No, I know. I'm saying Mr. 97. But like,
that was quite full on.
Well, you see a guy that's got some sparrow on his neck. You either think he's a hard cunt or he's a, you know.
Beg your pardon?
Just a bitch. Hard cunt or a bitch.
Okay.
Which one? Is that what you were meaning though?
Well, no, I think it sort of roughs Josh up a little.
Mm-hmm. Which I like.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I was walking home last night and I had my beanie on and I had a lady say, "Have you got a phone I can use?"
Oh no, the old phone.
And so what do you do?
Absolutely not.
That's what you should say.
So the lady, she was in her, should be early 50s, I reckon, mid 50s. She had sort of an empty coffee cup, sort of, yeah, and she had a piece of paper. What would you do?
What have I done? Because I've been on a bus coming up Punt Road.
What would you do?
To not take away from your story, I definitely wouldn't give her the phone.
Okay, why would that take away from my story?
Oh, because I hope that you gave her the phone, because that would be a great place to go.
Well, so I sort of did.
What'd
so
you do?
What I did was I said yes, and then I said, "What's the number?" She gave me the number. And then I put it on speaker and I held the phone up to her so she could speak. And she said she had her one hand. It was sort of this little grip sort of thing happening. And she had the call. And I was like, "Oh, hi, Dale. Yeah, I'm at 85 blah, blah street." He's like, "Oh, we're just going near the milk bar." She's like, "Where's the milk bar?" I'm like, "Oh, do you mean?" And I jump in. I'm like, do you mean the food works? He's like, "No, not the food, the milk bar." I'm like, "Oh," I'm like, "is it near Vinny's?" Like, and she's like, "Look, I'm just going to stay at 85 blah, blah street." And then I said, then the call ended. She didn't really say thank you, which is fine. I guess it's not a good vibe when someone's doing the speak. Like, it seemed like I was reluctant.
You're middlemaning a drug deal.
Yeah, but the worst part about it was 5 minutes later, I'm walking along. Ring, 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 ring.
Oh, no. You didn't put your number on private?
No. Well, that would take so long to put the number on private. And so then I was like, oh, fuck. Like, maybe I was part of some big scam where all they wanted to know was my name.
Yeah.
Because I narked about the fucking the ram raid and then also the stabbing, there's a lot of people after me. And so, like, they're trying to – they're like, "The guy with the beanie, we need to get his name, his number, all that sort of thing." And so the first time I was like, fuck, I don't want it to go to voicemail so they hear my voice and know, like, hey, it's Josh Jansen here. Yeah. Leave a message after the tone or you can come to my address.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want any of that sort of stuff.
Do you spruik your PO box in your
– But so I ended up the first time I answered and hung up. Like, did it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it called again. I was like, oh, I'm just going to answer it. So I said, "Oh, hi, your friend was using my phone, but I'm not with her now." It's like, "Oh, I'm at 85, blah, blah, I can't see her." I said, "Oh, she's somewhere between Foodworks and Vinny's." And then anyway, he's like, "Oh, okay." He's like looking at my, so she's on the main street. And he's like, "Oh, I can see her. I'm like, "Okay, good, catch her, bye." And that was the end.
This is the closest you've ever become to being a drug dealer.
The guy seemed nice. She sort of seemed nice.
He's a businessman.
Yeah. Could you imagine if we called him?
So I was on the bus at like 7 a.m. So there's not many. Like,
when have you been on a bus at 7 a.m.?
Yeah, I know. It's coming up Punt Road.
When?
This was a year and a half ago. So I was coming up Punt Road on this bus and this guy sat down who, yeah, he looked like a bad sort.
Just very quickly, 3D Deals, back crack coming soon.
Yeah, it would be the finale. That's can you hold finale. Off, mate? Can yeah. you hold up?
Yeah, I'll be okay.
Okay, good. He's holding off.
Yeah, go on. So you're in the bus.
I'm on the bus, and this guy starts kind of talking to me. He's like, we started talking about, he's like, you do drugs? He's literally just got into me about
you do drugs.
Doing drugs. He's like,
and what'd you say?
I was like, every now and then.
You said that.
Panicked. I was like, I don't know what I say.
Demazin?
Yeah, Panadol, bro.
Yeah, Demazin, that's funny. 3D Deal, that's a prescription. Actually, a prescription.
It's not a prescription. It's
you have
like
to get it over the counter, though, because of the...
codeine in it, yeah. Maybe? I don't know.
It's got the stuff.
I don't fucking do drugs, but I was like, I do drugs. But then he just started telling me about some cocaine that he could get. I was like, just like... You know, like you, I didn't want to enter into the conversation. But then he's like, oh, mate, would I be able to use your phone? I've got to call my mum. I can't get through to her.
And like, so absolutely that, not.
No, well, the mum thing is hard. And I'm right there. And if I say no, like you said, like what?
Were you like, how good is the coke?
He said it was blue, which gave it away that it's probably very shit.
Really?
He's why, like, oh, mate, it's called Smith. I don't know. Smith. It was just so bizarre. This whole conversation.
He was selling
so
you sherbet.
It was weird. I don't know if he didn't even ask me if I wanted any.
Okay.
Which was weird. Anyway,
so did you give him the phone or no?
I gave him the phone. But here's what I did. I fucking spit. I was like, mate, hold on a second. And I'm just paranoid. I couldn't find how to turn my phone on to private.
You reset your whole phone, deleted all your photos, all apps.
No, I ended up getting, I had to Google it to find. Because really? I've done it before, but I always leave my phone on.
Oh, do you reckon, did you think it could have been a sting? He's like, oh, mate, you want drugs or whatever? It's like, oh, yeah, I occasionally do drugs. Like, oh, mate, can I borrow your phone so I can get
He was a real junkie. He was one of them.
Okay.
Or he was an undercover that had gone deep into the testing of the drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so I got it and I did the same. I put it onto loudspeaker.
Yeah.
I just did that.
It's a good way of doing it.
It is good.
Do you know what I was thinking? I was like, how could I... You know when you have these things that only happen like once every 5 years?
But depends on where you live though. Yeah. But then, now a lot of things are happening around here.
But now I'm sort of like, oh, what will I do next time? And a part of me was thinking about like, oh, maybe I have like an old Nokia phone with me so people could use it. It's too much.
Then you'll really, you'll end up going,
I've got another plan.
I've got two phones on me. I may as well start drug dealing.
Yeah, exactly. Or I start saying, excuse me, ma'am, do you need a phone? I'm leading with it at that point.
You remember what happened in the... Punt Road is where it all happens. Remember when I was driving home on Punt Road, I had my Civic.
Oh, that's right.
And I pulled up at the lights. All of a sudden, a woman's in my car.
Oh, no, I don't remember that story. I remember a guy that was nodding off.
No. I yelled at him because he was driving under the influence of something. But I came under the bridge, the train bridge at Richmond, and I'm sitting at the lights. And the annoying thing was, like, my car now locks its doors when it starts driving.
Yeah.
So this wouldn't have happened. She would have had to knock on the window and get me to turn the window down. Anyway, she got straight in and said, can you please give me a lift to St Kilda? And I was like, I live in St Kilda. I'm going to St Kilda.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, okay. Fucking, I'm so annoyed I said yes. She was so crazy.
Yeah.
So crazy.
I could have guessed.
She was severely ill, like mentally, like talking to herself, like had been on drugs, had been up for days.
Were you asking her about all this stuff?
Yeah, I ended up recording some of the conversation.
Classic.
And the fucked up
sad.
Thing. Yeah, it's just sad. Just talking about a mate she couldn't get in touch with and worried that he's killed himself and shit like that. And I just got out. I was like... Oh, I think I survived that.
Mm-hmm. So she just got out. Where'd you drop her in St Kilda?
The top of Alma Road, Barclay Street, just not far from my base. I have seen her since, hanging out with some seriously ill people.
Mm.
Like seriously bad
and
people.
She's not a nurse.
She's not there to help.
3D Deal, can we get your back crack?
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't like
How do you want to do it?
Can I just bring up some of the workplace stuff here? Like... Your neck cracking, Josh, is atrocious. Mm. Like, it's next level.
Mm.
Like, you almost look like you're in mid exorcism.
Well, just because I'm like,
like, you got this. Oh, jeez.
I don't know if that's good.
Can you just look up some facts around, like just write myths of...
myths or facts? Which one do you want? I need some facts.
Are we exorcism or neck cracking?
Well, because one part of me goes, cracking's bad. And then I go, I've heard things around. It's a myth. It's all just like, yeah. People are like, no, you'll get arthritis. And other people are like, it's just air leaving your joints. It's fine. Can you just look it up, Mr. 97?
Okay. Medical research has not demonstrated such a connection. The cracking mechanism and resulting sound is caused by the carbon dioxide cavitation bubbles suddenly collapsing inside the joints.
So you are just getting rid of a bit of air.
Okay, so quiet on set and we'll just get... So 3D deal, how are you going to do it?
I'm going to put the microphone down so it's level with the middle of my back and
okay, great.
And try and twist it.
Just be careful it doesn't fall over.
Yeah, yeah. Be careful it might tip. Bounce around. It's all happening.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
I mean... Is my mic loud enough?
I can turn it up.
Okay. He's requested a mic volume increase.
This is the only time this will ever happen, Dill.
I'm going to take the headphones off so that I have proper
range of motion.
Range of motion.
Okay, great instructions.
Okay, now I'm turning
all up. A bit weird.
His mic's up. Ready? Go for it.
Oof. He's basically being a chiropractor to himself here.
Oh.
Where is that even cracking? What part of your body?
Middle of the back.
Interesting. I was just thinking if I say this or not. I found this weird place that I can crack. And it's to get to it. To get to it, I have to do something a bit unusual. And it's like, so like, you know how you've got your coccyx bone. Mm. So basically think about where bottom of your spine meets your asshole.
It's your gooch.
It's not even, no, because your gooch is underneath.
Internal gooch.
So I can like, it's not putting my fingers in my... I can like, I'm just going to show you.
Are you going to show me your taint?
But I can put my fingers at sort of like the bottom of my coccyx bone.
Okay.
So my tailbone.
And then you can click it.
And I have to just sort of do this. I put it in and up.
So to be able to feel the click, would we need to use my hand?
You could hear it. You could hear it.
Yeah. All right, I'm just closing my eyes and giving you my hand.
Do you want me to do it?
Yeah.
Do you want me to see if I can get it?
Okay. For a guy who was like, yeah, I don't know about this bit.
Yeah, he's really all into it. He's keen.
Do you want me to turn your mic up as well? Yeah. Okay. So he's got his hands in the back behind his pants. This is definitely one for youtube.com/The Daily Talk Show. Oh, yeah, I heard it. Yeah, it sounded like a little pop. Did you just fart into the mic?
I did not. I cracked.
Okay, that's good. All right.
We've all got our own weird cracking thing, don't we?
Yeah.
See, I do that at home. I don't do that in the office.
Well, I get a lot of neck tension.
What do you do, Mr. 97?
Cracking.
What's your
chest.
Dirty little cracking habit?
It's the sort of like front of your chest.
Sternum. Yeah.
Could you do it?
You're
like
solar plexuses.
Can you do the solar plexuses for us now?
Nah, I think I've already done it today.
Oh, I've worked out another one. I can push in my. Hang on. Oh, I did it. I could feel it. You didn't hear it though.
No, I didn't hear it at all. Thank you to everyone who's been giving us reviews.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Please keep them still coming, even though we just did that whole thing.
Yeah. Apple Podcasts is where you can leave reviews. 5 stars, please. 5 stars. I sound like an Uber driver.
Yeah. Or Jules Lund, because every time he gets out of it, he's like an old man.
Is it a gear?
It's a dad joke. He gets out. He says 5 stars, 5 stars. Every time we're in an Uber. 5 stars, 5 stars.
That's very funny. So we actually got 2 comments.
You call them comments, other people call them reviews.
Reviews. Let's get the terminology
But
right.
Maybe we could treat them as like you can start commenting to us.
It's the only way that we take feedback going forward is through the reviews.
Yeah, no more emails, just purely Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, if you want to talk to us, come through reviews. We'll get more of them. Yeah. Probably cap out at 1 per person, right?
I think that this might be a... friends. I think this might be so I'll read them to you.
Yeah,
because there's similarities. They're both 15 hours ago.
Okay.
Molly Atkinson.
Oh yeah, Molly follows us on Insta.
Yeah. I think that her partner might be Joshua or brother or
does Molly live over in NZ?
No, that's Molly Floyd.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure to be honest.
It's definitely Molly Floyd in New Zealand. She actually I think she was saying that that we were too tough.
On Mr. 97.
And then I went through a rabbit hole and she's got these awesome videos. She did this awesome video of like a rowing crew. It looks very good.
She's a great photographer.
Yeah, the cinematography was really good. Mm. Color grade's awesome. Anyway, review time.
Different Molly.
Different Molly. Molly Atkinson, who's also on Instagram though. Tops. And then the review is, thoroughly enjoy listening to this bunch of gronks. Hashtag fuck you, Tommy.
It's taking off.
And then,
can you wear a t-shirt that says fuck you, Tommy?
Absolutely. And then F-U-T-J should be like the short.
Yeah, F-U-T.
Then we had one from Fatkinson 93.
Fatkinson.
Which sounds very similar to Atkinson. So I have a feeling this could be Joshua Atkinson. Please confirm. best review you'll see is the title.
I like that.
And it's very short. It's just hashtag fuck you, Tommy.
Oh, no.
So it's taking off now. The fuck you, Tommy in the reviews.
And didn't we work out that the person that said originally
fuck you, Tommy, Carl.
Was young? He's like young dude.
Yeah.
Carl, can you confirm that? How old are you, buddy? Because you've started something. If you're 10 years old, this is a...
If it's fucking Carl and Little Kickers, what a Bodie's mates. Fuck you, Tommy.
Fuck you, Carl.
Maybe. Any other news?
I just think about people who come to that. Like the we encourage people who listen to the show to go there. I mean, the review section for anything, restaurants and shit, is for people who've never consumed the thing and are going there. So they're looking through, just like, is this it? I mean, it's slightly aggressive. Fuck you, Tommy. But he's given a 5-star review. What is this?
Yeah, that makes sense. Deliveroo, we spoke about it the other day.
You speak about it, it's like you've got some fucking, you found some loophole. I've got the delivery subscription, guys. Should we get Deliveroo?
Yeah, so I got the subscription, but it was, the idea was that I was going to use a subscription and during the free period and then cancel, which I cancelled. But for whatever reason, they charged me the first month. They did the same thing with Brie. And so then yesterday, I was like, I just need to use this as much as possible now. So for lunch, I had Deliveroo. And then for dinner, I had Deliveroo. And then the thing with the dinner Deliveroo, this is very upsetting. I ordered a Coke No Sugar. And they gave me Fat Coke.
Did they? Last night?
Last night.
What did you do with it? Because that's the essence of
it. Well, so I got a photo. Which,
no, I know, but I'm saying, did you drink the Coke?
We'll get to that. But I got a photo. Oh, maybe it doesn't. I got the photo within the app.
Because you were complaining, sending it through.
Because I complained about
mistake.
It.
It's an easy mistake.
What do you think I should get from a refund? Because the thing is,
dude, like, how much time did you spend yesterday on customer service for mobile phones, Deliveroo?
It's a lot.
Like,
of
you
stuff.
Think about your hourly rate. Mm. It's costing you a lot of money.
There is a little bit
of
that.
It's a lot of money. but I know you want at least a voucher.
Yeah, so I got $4 back as a refund. But the thing that, the big question is, did I drink the Coca-Cola? And the answer is I haven't had Fat Coke in 10 years maybe.
Really?
Yeah. It's been a long time. Like I prefer sort of your, I know they're still terrible for you, but your diet.
You prefer the taste of it.
Well, I just feel like I don't have to think about it from like a calorie point of view. Where it's like when if you're having a Fat Coke, you have to think, well, that's like the equivalent of a caramello koala. Mm. I'd much prefer a caramello koala. Yeah. So now I have a Coke Zero.
So how many liquid caramello koalas did you consume last night?
Well, I did end up, so I put it away. I put it in the kitchen. I just left it there. I'm like, well, what are we going to do with this? And I just started eating my burger. I'm like, fuck, I'm thirsty. Really? I was like, oh, maybe if I don't have dessert, I can just have that. And so I did. I had it. And also my other favorite thing is I was like, it's also going to shock my system, which is quite
You've used that fucking line a few times. Yeah, this will shock my system. Shocking your system usually comes when you do something you never do.
Yeah, I haven't had.
No. Never doing. If you just remove what the thing is, it's like just sugar. You have sugar quite often. Anyway, maybe on a weekend.
Guess how many in a 300 and something mil bottle?
How many?
360 mil bottle. How many grams of sugar do you think?
Oh, that's at least 25 plus.
30 grams. I couldn't believe it. It's like a block of chocolates, that. That's ridiculous. Anyway, so I had it. I was like, you know what? If I'm going to have it though, I've got to savor this thing, which I don't do.
Savor is in, you know, like drink it across a long period of time.
Yeah, well, my mum would always be like, savor it, because I would just like, I just put the whole Tim Tam in my mouth or something like that.
Yeah, savor it because you want more and then you'll come back and eat the others. Maybe no, savor it.
Savor it as in if you're going to have something naughty, just eat it slowly and enjoy it.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I did.
I savored it
and just had a little, I was really like, trying to taste the difference. I'm like, I couldn't really taste it. So anyway, other comment, Lamingtons, the Lamington stuff has been big.
Yeah, well, you were quite
insistent
that Lamingtons had cream in the middle. And I was saying either I was ripped off or that is not the case for traditional Lamingtons, which are an Australian delicacy.
Mm-hmm. Beg pardon?
They're not an Australian delicacy.
That was how you said delicacy. Delicacy, 97 picture.
Delicacy.
So.
The fucking toffee prick over here.
Toffee prick, I don't get it.
Mr. 97.
Why is he
toffee? You know, the toffee prick.
No, do you get it, 97?
Nope. Toffee. Look up toffee when you call someone toffee.
T.
It's not like, I don't think it's the spelling of the toffee that you
what
like.
Can you just tell us what it means?
What's like toffee? Like
a bit arrogant?
No, like you would toffee, using it to explain someone who is like maybe rich and sort of thinking they're superior.
Bit of a yuppie.
They're from yuppie, yeah.
Bit of a yuppie.
Bit of a toffee prick.
Anyway, so a few things. We got an email from Wayne. This was from the 10th of May. When was that? That was Friday, maybe. Yes. Anyway, he sent this after Fat Fridays, 11:41 p.m. Thanks for the late email, Wayne. Hi guys, Naomi wanted his wife, Naomi, wanted me to let you know re-Vegemite on ulcers. It's high in vitamin B. Sorry, in B group vitamins.
Yeah.
What the fuck's the difference between vitamin B and B group vitamins?
Vitamin B is the B group vitamin.
Which helps healing.
Yeah.
Used in bepanthen.
Bepanthen, which is something that you actually can buy for your ulcers.
Salt will help kill most bacteria. Also good for hangovers.
Yeah.
Also from Naomi, mint is good for calming the stomach, hence the after dinner mints. From Wayne, he says, definitely no to butter with Vegemite on toast, although...
Wayne, you're a monster.
Naomi disagrees. Naomi's...
Good, Naomi.
I agree with Wayne. My favourite primary school lunch was always sausage roll, chockey Big M and chockey donut. Fuck, Wayne, you loose unit. Mate, living the dream.
You really are family.
Yeah, and he said, and Lamingtons do not have jam or cream. Cheers, Wayne.
Jam or cream? He's thrown another spanner in the works.
So we had Scooter Derek contact us. Very upset.
What was he upset about?
With Lamingtons. And so what he was saying was... Lamingtons actually came from brownies as in young cubs, cubs that are chicks.
Okay,
so
brownies.
Like the brownies was the term of like, if you know how you would do cubs as a
kid.
Yeah,
cubs. I didn't think cubs was exclusive to men though. Was it? That's what you're saying.
That's
cubs
what I'm saying,
is the brownie. Cubs.
I'd love to be able to
I did cubs. I did Sea Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
I remember girls.
Can you look up brownies?
Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was just boys.
Girl Scouts. So he said the brownies, which are the Girl Scouts, they would go around to houses and sell like boxes of 10 Lamingtons. Yeah. And he said they had, they did have no cream.
And no jam? Because now we've got the no jam thing.
I think he said that there was jam.
Okay, because I remember making them with no jam based on the fact that it was just too hard and I wanted to put them in chocolate and roll them around in coconut and eat them ASAP. We couldn't, putting jam in the middle is a hard feat for a young, small human.
Well, you cut them in half.
Yeah,
Anyway, did you find out about
toffee?
The brownie thing?
Yeah, no, you were right. It's just the group for girls. Scouts for girls, yeah.
Brownies. Interesting. I'm sure that's gone now. I'm sure it's just all inclusive.
Three to Dom.
Yeah.
Are you a scout?
I was when I was like 10 or 11.
Okay. What does it when you say was, what does that mean?
You can continue. So you go from beavers to cubs to scouts to there's other higher levels and each
the
one.
The army.
Is,
it's grooming you to
each
go.
Each one is like 2 or 3 years and you can continue doing it or you can just stop. I just stopped.
And you were a leader, weren't you?
Yeah, I went back and did volunteer work as a leader because we had to do like community service hours for high school.
Yeah.
So I did my community service hours with the Cub Scouts.
I went on a school, not a school camp, a scout camp. Mm. And I remember I think I told myself that I got bitten by a leech But I had seen that movie, not that.
What's it called?
You know that one where they go in the water.
Is it Fat Camp?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Stand by me,
and he gets a leech on his penis.
What's the one where the kid dies from bee stings that scared the fuck out of me?
I haven't seen that. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. They have nope. I don't know, mate.
No, it had Macaulay Culkin in it.
Jeez, that sounds full on. Anyway,
did you say that movie was called that you were just describing?
Stand by me.
I feel like it was Stand by Me Did they have Macaulay Culkin in it? No,
definitely not. No, Joaquin Phoenix. Macaulay Culkin wasn't born then.
River Phoenix.
Yeah, he's dead. His brother's. Yeah, Joaquin's his brother. Yeah.
Is it My Girl, Josh?
My Girl. Thank you.
Sounds about right for a film that Josh was into back then.
And so he did full on. Yeah, he died from bee stings, and they had an open casket at the funeral.
Jeez.
Full on. Anyway, we'll watch that scene after this. It's a Daily Talk Show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. And please leave us a review on the Apple Podcast app. And we'll see you tomorrow with Andrea Clark, also known as Career CEO. She's got a new book out called Future Fit, which I'm currently reading. And I'm not very good at reading books. So, say something.
See you guys.
Bye.